Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 14th week after the Sunday of Trinity Saturday. Our scripture reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 through 13. For you know how, like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you and encouraged you and charged you to walk in a manner worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. And we also thank God constantly for this, that when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you accepted it, not as the word of men, but as what it really is, the word of God, which is at work in you believers. Our scripture lesson comes from James chapter 2, verse 26. As the body apart from the spirit is dead, so faith apart from works is dead. We prove the genuineness of our love as Christians by works of love. Jesus said in John 13:35, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." James declares in 2:26, "Faith apart from works is dead." His meaning clearly is, if your life is so arranged that it is not of service to others, that you are living for yourself alone without any consideration for your neighbor, your faith is certainly nothing. In such a case, you are not doing as Christ has done for you. You do not really believe that Christ has done you any good at all, for if you did, you would be compelled by an inner necessity to do good to your neighbor. This is also what Paul means in the celebrated passage in 1 Corinthians 13:2, "If I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing." We do not say all this to suggest that faith is not enough to obtain righteousness for you before God, but because in a Christian's life these two, faith and love, must always be attached to each other and never separated. There are presumptuous people who think that they can separate them. They want to believe without loving. They despise their neighbor and still want to have Christ. This is a false and wrong view. So we say faith is everything and saves, so that a man requires nothing more for his salvation. But faith is never inactive or lazy. It is always very busy. But it works for the good of its neighbor and not for self. It needs nothing for itself, for it already has all things in Christ. If this is not how faith reacts, there is something wrong with it. Its reaction must be love. Let us pray. Preserve us, O God, against the error of errors that we are saved by works of righteousness which we ourselves have performed. Keep us ever firm and steadfast in the conviction that we are saved only by God's grace through faith in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Visit ambassadorpublications.org to purchase the print edition of the Luther for the Busy Man devotion and browse hundreds of resources for your family and congregation. This podcast is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Check out our upcoming Spotlight Conference, October 10th and 11th. Messages from Keith Farron and Matt Whitman will encourage students and guests to trust and enjoy Scripture. Register for free at flbc.edu/events.